there, boys and girls. Welcome again to the Children's Bible Club. We're so glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Bible clubbers, recently in the news there was the story of a store robbery. It wasn't very funny, but in a way it was, 'cause the robber just wreaked havoc in the store, and he no doubt thought no one would ever know. But they did know, because, you know, there was a hidden surveillance camera that was taking pictures all the time, and the owner and the police had a full record of all his actions. What that robber thought was done in secret was soon known, and his face was seen by thousands who viewed the news. You know, Bible clubbers, if man has such good surveillance systems, and patrolmen have radar guns and other means of watching and recording the actions of people, we shouldn't be surprised that God has a perfect heavenly surveillance and recording system. He knows and sees and records all our actions and words, and it's all stored for future showing when all things will be revealed. Things that are done now in secret will be revealed. Every man's work shall be made manifest. Oh, boys and girls, we need to trust Christ as our Savior to cleanse us from sin and to have Him remember against us no more. And then we should live for Jesus every day so that we'll not have to be ashamed at His appearing. You know, we don't want to stand ashamed before Him at judgment or have all our deeds put out before the world to see. We want them all to be hid in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as we trust Him as our salvation. Time. Everybody get settled. You know, transportation wasn't so fast as it is this day and time when Jesus was here in the world. Transportation was by donkey back or donkey cart or maybe a camel. But most of the time, it was just to put old Flatty to the ground and walk. And that's the way the Lord Jesus had to travel most of the time. And so many times he was very weary. Sometimes you get tired and you think, oh, I can't put up another foot in front of the other one. I'm just too tired to do this or that. Well, Jesus knew what being tired meant. But you'll find out in today's story that he never let being tired get in the way of doing what God would have him to do. Well, this is what happened. They were on their long walk and long journey. And finally, Jesus sat down beside a well in Samaria to rest. Well, you know, as usual, those old disciples were hungry. Every time they'd get in the middle of nowhere, somebody was hungry. And don't you point your finger at them, 'cause you're the very same way. Things can be just going so well. Mom, I'm hungry. That's just what you do, isn't it? Well, so Jesus' disciples got hungry. And so they went on into town a ways to find something to eat. And Jesus sat down by the well to rest. And you guessed it, here came somebody. Here came a woman with big old water pot on her head and maybe one on her shoulder. And she'd come to draw water at the city well. They didn't have a spigot they could turn on at the kitchen sink like you do at home, you know, and have hot and cold running water. Life was quite a lot different in those days. So here she had come to carry the big, heavy, burden pot of water on her head back home. And as she set the jar down, there was a man sitting there at the well. Why, she wouldn't have dared speak to him. No, sir, because she was a Samaritan, and she could plainly tell that he was a Jew. And Jews and Samaritans weren't speaking, thank you. Isn't that pitiful? But that's just the way they felt about each other. The Jews hated the Samaritans, and the Samaritans hated the Jews, and never the two would speak. And it just about knocked her off her props whenever the Lord Jesus said to her, would you please give me some water? And she said, why, how is it that you, being a Jew, would ask water of me? It's a Samaritan. And Jesus shocked her again. He said, well, if you had asked me for a drink instead, said, I'd have given you living water, and you never would have thirsted again. Well, now the woman never heard anybody talk like that before. And she said, what do you mean, not anybody ever thirst again? And Jesus said, well, whoever drinks of this water that you're going to get out of the well, they'll get thirsty again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman got so excited, she says, oh, sir, give me some so that I won't ever get thirsty again. I think she really thought she never would have to haul water from that well, and wouldn't she be glad she didn't have to work so hard, you know? She didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about. And so Jesus took time and began to explain to her what salvation really was. And then he said, now you go call your husband. And boy, that put the lady on the spot, and she said, I don't have a husband. And he said, I know you don't. You have had five, and now the man that you're living with is not your husband. And that woman's mouth dropped open and her eyes bugged, and she wondered how Jesus would know such things about her. I perceive that you're a prophet, she said. And Jesus said, well, you go and you worship at this mountain over here, and you worship in the city and all of that. He said, but I've come to show you that real worship is to worship God in heaven. And he's not something that you can bow down before like an idol or in a building or in a temple or a mountain. God's a spirit, and you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And Jesus explained that you had to believe in the true God of heaven and trust him completely for salvation. Well, the woman just didn't understand all about it. But as the Lord Jesus explained to her about salvation, she realized that he was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God, and it was so wonderful that she believed. Well, you guessed the very first thing she did. As soon as she had the Lord Jesus as her Savior, she immediately wanted to tell somebody else. That's always what happens. And she took off to town, and do you know what she began hollering up and down the streets? She said, everybody come, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. Now, did Jesus tell her everything she ever did? No, he only told her two things about herself. But do you know, she knew that Jesus knew everything she ever did. Those searching eyes searched out her heart, and she knew that she could not hide one thing from the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way it is with you folks. You can't hide one thing from the Lord Jesus Christ, 'cause Jesus knows everything you ever did. He knows those sinful thoughts. He knows those rebellious thoughts. He knows when you bowed up on the inside when your teacher told you to behave yourself and you didn't want to. He knows when you bowed up on the inside when mother told you to wash the dishes or hurry up and come to the table and you didn't want to. You know, that rebellion is sin against God, boys and girls. That's sin. You just say, well, I just want my own way. Well, that's sin too. Every one of us have turned to our own way, the Bible says, and that's sin. And having your way will keep you out of God's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So that woman went up and down the street and said, come, I show you somebody that knows everything I ever did. And the people began to flock out there. And my, there were many people that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ that day because of that woman's testimony and how Jesus changed her life. Well, the disciples came back. And here, I don't know, if it'd been this day and time, they would have found some bread and some bologna and a little mustard and mayonnaise to put on top, you know. Anyhow, they brought back something to eat. And you know what? They thought Jesus would be chomping at the bit, wondering what was taking them so long and why didn't they hurry back. And they said, here, Lord, here's something to eat. And he said, oh, I'm just not hungry, boys. He says, I have something to eat, some bread to eat that you know not of. And those poor old disciples looked at him and they'd puzzled him another time. But Jesus found out that winning souls to the Lord Jesus, telling somebody else how to be saved, how they could have eternal life, how they could have the Holy Spirit in their hearts and have that well of water springing up and have joy and peace and satisfaction, that was a whole lot more important than just eating bread or meat or something that would help his physical body. You see, boys and girls, so many times we put importance on things that are not important, don't we? When's the last time you really spent time in prayer with the Lord? When's the last time you really took time to read your Bible and pray just by yourself, just with the Lord, not with somebody else? Did you know that if you take better time and are more regular in your eating habits than you are with your praying habits, then did you know you're putting more emphasis on this life than the next? Well, you are. And you need to ask the Lord Jesus to help you to be a faithful Christian. First of all, be sure you're saved, and then ask the Lord Jesus to help you be a real witness for Him. God bless you now until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.